If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C. Ho, fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music biz number one supplier.
It's been a very, very hard reality to, you know, grasp what's happening. First, it was 2 weeks ago when we lost against UCLA. Then this past, you know, Saturday, we lost against Northwestern. Northwestern, of all teams. And not only that, we lost our quarterback. There is no more Drew Aller for the rest of the season. We probably have a new quarterback from now on forward. And James Franklin, of course, got fired this past Sunday, too. Which, honestly, is very much deserving. The guy, he's a good guy. Like, don't get me wrong. He's a great, you know, person who wants these, like, individual college athletes to, you know, prosper in life. But the difference is with James Franklin is he's not a good football coach. He's just really not. Like, he's good at defense. I mean, I just read a stat by Stephen A. Smith that completely shakes this, like, entire narrative that James Franklin is a coach. He is 1-18 against top 10 ranked Big Ten teams. He is 1-18. Can you even name me the last time James Franklin had a big time upset in any capacity? Like, he was not supposed to win that game, or like he was at least supposed to make that game, like, competitive. Like, every single year, it's the same with Ohio State, you know, Michigan, where it's just like, we can never win against those guys, no matter what we can do. This is the first time, I think, in a long time that, first of all, Penn State is probably more skilled than, you know, Michigan. But that's besides the point. That's a conversation we can have on another day. But it's just like, he is unacceptable. It's unacceptable to lose against UCLA. It's unacceptable to lose against Northwestern, especially because we have so many five-star, so many four-star guys, big-time recruiting classes, probably top 15 in the nation probably last year and before the class for the past couple of years. We have better NIL resources to use to get four-star and five-star guys here, and we can never utilize it at all. Even when we think it was the quarterback issue, we don't have a quarterback. We don't have a good quarterback to compete with other guys. Drew Aller was ranked in the top four of QB prospects that if they came out of college last year, they would get taken top 10 in the NFL draft. Obviously, last NFL draft was not a deep quarterback draft. I mean, you had Cam Ward, you had Shedeur Sanders, and then everybody else. And I think at the third spot, maybe below Jackson Dart, I don't want to be recency biased, but there was Drew Aller. And all of a sudden, in a matter of just a couple of months, he could look at not even getting drafted if he does decide to declare whatsoever at all. He would have to either bat or use his redshirt year, because I don't know if he already played four games already. If he did play four games already, then he might be screwed. I'm gonna be honest with you. But it is still a possibility. I just really hope this new era, at least for the Penn State Lions, is at least better than the last one. Because when, you know it's bad, guys, when a coach has a buyout option of over $50 million, and the team is still like, okay, yep, we're paying that. We've had enough. That's when you know he's done an absolutely horrible job. Horrible job, I'm sorry. Anywho, I'm going over my favorite sport, the NFL. I love football so bad. I love it so bad, guys. And you know, nothing makes me more happy in this lifetime than seeing the Baltimore Ravens go 1-5. Nothing makes me more happier, man. I got a friend back home that has been talking the most smack to me about how the Ravens are going to be Super Bowl champs. He does not look happy now. He does not even want to talk about it now, but I'm not going to deny it that the Ravens have been really horrible this year. One, for Lamar Jackson not playing in a couple of their games, but two, even in some of the games, I look at the, you know, stats, or at least like the games that they did lose, and they're all like one possession games. I mean, against Buffalo, they lost only by 1 point, and I think that was to a field goal, so there's that. And then you also had a couple of other games where they, you know, lost within a touchdown or something like that. It's very, very close games for the Ravens that they just cannot win this year. I don't know if it's just Lamar being out. I don't know if it's just the offense not being as explosive and good as last year. But they need to figure this out. They need to figure this out. You need to go on an absolute clinic from here on out to even have a chance at going to the playoffs and even have a chance of winning your division, let alone that. I mean, the Steelers are propelling right now in your division. Aaron Rodgers doesn't even look 41 right now. He looks like, I don't want to say prime Aaron Rodgers. I don't want to say MVP Aaron Rodgers because I don't think that's true. But he's doing a heck of a lot better than he did on the Jets, which is kind of ironic. I just see Jets QBs get put into a struggle and fail every single time. But all of a sudden, they leave the New York Jets, and they look like superstars. For example, the Steelers last year had Justin Fields. And Justin Fields was propelling in that system. He was doing amazing in that system. And then Russell Wilson, of course, came in and took that job for the rest of the season. But that's besides the point. You look over now to where he's at with the New York Jets, and he is very... He's doing very poorly. Very, very poorly. He has more sacks. This is crazy. Another statistic. He had more sacks last game than he did passes completed. That's unacceptable as an NFL quarterback. That's unacceptable. But I don't want to blame all the losses on him. I mean, they haven't won a single game, I don't believe, yet. But at the same time, I gotta look at it and say, you're not doing enough. You're not. I mean, I get your offensive line has 9 sacks, but you were brought here to be able to avoid that because you are a scrambling QB. That's who you are, Mr. Justin Fields. That's your identity. And it's been rough. I can't even blame it all on him, like I said, because the defense has just not been there. They hired Aaron Glenn to specifically be able to hold that, to be able to at least have a strong defense in year one. Yeah, we can't even do that. I cannot be a New York Jets fan, man. I really cannot, yo. I really can't. One, I will say this though. Drake May might be the next Tom Brady. Hot take. Drake May might be the next Tom Brady. Do I think he's going to be Tom Brady? No. I'm just saying Drake May looks like an absolute stud. And I know because he absolutely put BTA to my, you know, Buffalo Bills. He was just stellar. He was, like, amazing. He might have been, like, he may have one of the best stat lines in the NFL this entire year. He's looking very promising. It's clear that the new coaching hire of Mike Vrabel, or Mike, I'm sorry if I butchered his name, but it's a great hiring. They're actually using their players to their skill sets, and the Patriots look like a dangerous team, especially in the AFC East now. They're a really big danger to my Bills right now, the way they're playing. They have a strong defense that they've rebuilt from the ground up. They got good spots right there in the offense. The offensive line has gotten a lot better, which is something that the Patriots have been struggling with over the past couple of years. They got good tight ends in Jonnu Smith, I believe, and Mike Gesicki. I really, really like the Patriots. They are a sneaky team that can make a deep run in the playoffs. Honestly, it just depends on how good Drake May plays. I cannot wait, and I really hope my Bills do beat y'all because I need something to be hopeful with now. For my New York Giants, my favorite team in the NFL, by far, I am happy. I'm happy not because of the fact that we have a losing record. That's normal every single year. What I'm happy about is that Jackson Dart and Cam Scadaboo look like the 1-2 tandem. We look like geniuses. This may have just saved Joe Schoen's job. Straight up. You got arguably the best QB prospect that's prospering right now in the NFL. A rookie QB, by the way. And then you got a rookie running back who I believe is the best right now. You could compare between either him or Ashton Jeanty, but I think it's Cam Scadaboo right now because of the fact that our offensive line surprisingly looks better than Las Vegas' offensive line, which is saying something, if you know. Jackson Dart single-handedly outplayed Jalen Hurts against the Eagles. I don't know how many people have picked the Eagles to beat us in that game. I don't believe we should have won that game. But guess what? We just put BTA. We were able to go stellar. Jackson Dart looks like... I'm trying to say this nicely. More athletic Drew Brees. He looks accurate as hell. It was so good that in that game, when Jackson Dart went off for a play because he had to go to the medical tent, Brian DeBoer went straight to that tent and was like, "Nope, come on, where's my QB to come?" Because he saw Russell Wilson was going in there. He thought he was slick. He really thought he was slick. You can't fool us. You can't fool us. I mean, I would be scared too if Russell Wilson was to be forced on our team and go out there and play. Because we saw on the very first throw, literally, you can't make this up. You really can't make this up, y'all. On the first throw, it hit the dirt. Way behind them on the dirt. And the entire team practically booed him off the field. So, I can't imagine being an NFL quarterback. And I used to be a starter. I got replaced by a rookie. And then on my first drive, on my first throw, I sink the ball into the dirt. And then I get booed by my entire stadium. I would hate it. Poor Russ. But our team does look good. Rookies are promising. That's not even talking about Abdul Carter, who was our first round pick, who has been doing a very, very solid job on the D-line. Sometimes he goes into the middle, and he does very, very good there. So I'm very, very happy to see what we're going to be able to do, especially in the future. So that's going to be very, very fun. I want to see the 49ers, too. I want to go off this. Mac Jones actually looks like a very, very solid prospect. I mean, he was the backup QB before the year started. Brock Purdy got injured. And then Mac Jones went out there, and he had better stats in terms of his play during the season before at least Brock Purdy had his injury. And now you have to compare between either having your quarterback, who is making $250+ million, versus a QB who is making significantly less, right? But is doing better in the system that he's in. And I don't necessarily think it's a bad issue to have, but at the same time, when you're paying your quarterback that much money, you're expecting them to bring the performance up, So that's a thing that the 49ers do have to look into. But right now they're having a bounce back year, and that's surprisingly because a lot of their team is injured. George Kittle especially, who's on my fantasy team. I very much hate that. Brandon Ayuk, you got, I think, what's the left tackle? I'm trying to remember that tackle's name, y'all. I really do. It's going to take me a little while to get there, but they have him on IR, I think, too. It's just some injuries, and you know they're doing very good though, especially this year. I think Mac is able to contain the system and the defense, especially with Robert Saleh. People don't give the guy enough credit. Robert Saleh is doing an amazing job as a defensive coordinator. The man can't be a head coach, not whatsoever. But the man can surely lead a defense. And we know that he can definitely lead a defense out there. I don't think I got much to say here. Jaden Daniels having a little bit of a down year compared to his rookie year, at least for me. He's still a solid QB, don't get me wrong. He's probably going to bring that up a lot more later into the season. But the rookies right now, they're looking pretty good. Jackson Dart, Shedeur Sanders, also, they got to stop playing with my boy Shedeur Sanders, man. They really got to stop playing with him. I mean, I don't know if it's just me. Maybe it's just me being biased. But I don't believe that Dillon Gabriel is more skilled of a quarterback than Shedeur Sanders. It just seems like they keep on playing with my boy's name, bro. All of a sudden, they have all these injuries, all these people getting traded. Joe Flacco getting traded. Kenny Pickett getting the hell out of here. You know, Deshaun Watson on IR. Basically, their entire team of quarterbacks are basically gone. They're paying like 8 QBs, 7 QBs now, who are not even technically on the roster. Some of them aren't on the roster. But, yeah, it doesn't even look like they believe that Shedeur Sanders could be their QB of the future. Like, if you didn't want him there, why would you draft him? It doesn't even like the head coach even wanted him to be there. It just seems like the owner said, hey, let's take him. Because why not, right? Because we already drafted another quarterback. But whatever, we could see which one is better. But it seems like they're just playing with his name, bro. It just seems like they have him there just to sell jerseys. It doesn't even seem like they have him there to be able to compete. And that's the part that pisses me off the most. But what can you do, guys? I'm just a random fan who talks about sports. Now, the start of the NBA season is going to be coming real soon. By the time I do come back from my break, which, by the way, guys, I will not be here next week for this podcast, sadly. I got to go see my fam. Okay? Now, I might put something out. We'll see. But, yeah, the start of the NBA season is going to happen in the next 2 weeks. We already see media day. We already see preseason happening. And with preseason comes a lot of hype. A lot of hype in terms of what we're seeing with Cooper Flagg. Now, the guy is a generational prospect. No doubt about that, right? But he also has a solid team around him. When you look at the Dallas Mavericks, you're like, wow, from head to toe, they're really good. I mean, you got Kyrie Irving, say, at the one. Klay Thompson at the two. Anthony Davis at the four. You could put, what's his name? Not Dwight Powell, but Derek Lively at the five. And then at the three, I think you could put Cooper Flagg in there too, which when you look at it from like top to down, you're like, wow, this team has a very, very solid, you know, starting five. And then you look at the bench, they're even better right now too compared to last season as well. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do. The Mavericks going into the season. Oh my God. Who's texting me? What? I'm sorry about that, guys. But yeah, I just don't see it. Like, I don't see how the Mavericks don't get into at least past the first round of this year's playoffs. Now, as a sixth seed or what, I think they could be a sixth seed. But if they don't make it to at least the first round of the playoffs, there's going to be questions made right now. Especially because the Luka Doncic trade by far is still, you know, settling here. Even like 6 months later, not a lot of people could still believe that. Why the hell they made that trade? I gotta see the Mavericks do something this year. Just like I gotta see my Lakers do something this year too. Cause I found out before this meeting that LeBron apparently is gonna be gone until at least mid-November. That's a long time. That's like two months away, a month away. He's missing like the first 2 weeks of the NBA season. Yeah, not that big of a deal, whatever. Yeah, but like, this guy keeps on saying that, hey, we're going to be fine. I want to play all 82 games, or at least most of my games. It's just, he's entering year 23. Understand, he's trying to, you know, be one of the greatest players at his age. I think he already is for the last couple of years. I mean, you can't name another player probably in NBA history who has been dominating at his age the way that LeBron James has been playing. But I really hope this injury isn't something to be concerned about. Probably is not. But definitely something I'm looking at least. And then I'm going to look at Luka Doncic, at least for the first couple of weeks of the season. Hopefully this helps him mesh with the other factors of his team. Helps JJ Redick to see what he has. We got some new additions over the offseason in the terms of Marcus Smart. See where his fit is with Luka and this entire Lakers squad. But honestly, we do have a good team. I really hope DeAndre Ayton does, in fact, develop here, because he may be the difference between us losing or winning a championship this year, specifically. The Lakers got to find out how to make everybody in this organization and team mesh. So we're going to see. But at least they're doing better than the Clippers, because the Clippers are right now in the middle of a scandal with Kawhi Leonard. Don't want to talk about it much here, because that would be too big of a story to be able to cover, at least in today's framework. But Kawhi Leonard could essentially be off the Clippers in the next couple of weeks, maybe the next couple of months, depending on what the NBA finds. But they also have quietly a very good but old team, like a very old team. I mean, Chris Paul is back on the team, I guess, for the first time, but this guy is like 40, practically years old now. He's not LeBron James, but he is an okay player for his size and age right now. You look at James Harden, very good player right now over the past couple of years with the Clippers too. Been a productive, you know, solid player. Contemporary with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, even though Paul George isn't there anymore. Biggest thing for me, though, is Kawhi Leonard being healthy, because a lot of the time he says that he's going to be healthy for the season, just to not be healthy for months. So I really hope that isn't the case. I really hope that I'm wrong with that. But right now, the way that I see it is that not a lot is going to change. At least a lot of changes with my New York Knicks. I love the Knicks. I've been loving the Knicks since day one. People don't believe me, but I really do. Look back at the era in the 2010s, the early 2010s. Linsanity really did it for me. A cultural icon, Carmelo Anthony. Honestly, one of my favorite players of all time. The dude was an absolute monster when it comes to scoring. He might be, honestly, one of the most underrated scorers in NBA history. But I'm getting off track. The New York Knicks right now look very, very promising. You're looking at the 1-5, very good. We have a good bench. Problem is, we do have a good bench. They just never have been utilized to their full potential off the bench, because we've had a coach last year in Tom Thibodeau who has been abusing our players in terms of their quality of rest, their quality of being able to stay healthy throughout the entirety of the season. So hopefully with our new coach, I'm sorry guys, I haven't been keeping up. I don't know exactly what his or her name is, but hopefully our new coach could do that. That would be the most promising thing to see. Also, weren't we talking about Don Staley being the head coach for us? Obviously, I know that didn't happen, but but we look like we have a very, very solid team, top to bottom. We have a good point guard, Jalen Brunson. I don't need to say much about him. You could put Josh Hart in at number two. Like, at number two, he would be a great you know, rebounder. He's a great shooter. He's a great constant player, you know, shooter, defender, whatever you want to call it. He's great for the two position right there. You got Mikal Bridges, who I'm hoping. Or I'm going to put, should I put Mikal Bridges there? I mean, I'm going to put OG Anunoby at the free, very solid wing defender. He's a very, very solid player to put there. Very good role player, I'd say OG is. Mikal Bridges, number four, he's a very good shot maker. Last season, he didn't exactly do that for the Knicks, but to be fair, it was his first season being traded. You also got Karl Anthony Towns, who is being a very good center. Defensively, I've had concerns with him sometimes, but he's able to make up with it on offense, so at the same time, it's not that big of a deal, you know what I mean? So we're going to see how, you know, it goes. Hopefully, we're able to get a top five seed. Because, honestly, if you look at the entire East, it's wide open. I mean, think about it. The Pacers aren't going to be the Pacers without Tyrese. The Bucks aren't going to be the Bucks without Dame. Sorry, guys. But the Pacers aren't going to be Pacers, right? Bucks aren't going to be Bucks. The Celtics aren't going to be the Celtics because they lost a lot of talent in the offseason. And Jason Tatum just decided to pack up and just say, hey, I have an Achilles injury. Even though he's doing some crazy stuff on Instagram, which I don't understand. It's only been 5 months since the injury, and now you're telling me you can do step back, you know, three-pointers, and they could say you could be back by at least All-Star break. That's kind of crazy. If that actually happens, then freaking medicine and all that stuff is just absolutely insane. So, yeah, that would be insane to see, or at least look at. LaMelo Ball. I need to talk about LaMelo Ball and the Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte Hornets, I don't think they're going to be a good team this year. They've had a good chance to get a lottery pick this year. They did, but they didn't get the top pick. Of course, everybody wanted Cooper Flagg. But LaMelo, we got to talk about your shoes, man. I was playing in your shoes the other day, right? I was playing in this freeze the other day. And tell me why I almost rolled my ankle doing that. Now I see why the guy has ankle problems. Now I see why you get injured all the time. Because those Puma shoes just are too cushiony, bro. They're too high up, they're too cushiony, and they almost make you roll your ankle when you try and do some sharp cuts or whatever. Seriously, man, I can't remember the last time Puma made at least a very good quality shoe that doesn't make your ankle stiff or make them want to roll over and die. So, fix your shoe, dog. Fix your shoe for all this. Go to another brand. No diss to Puma, but kind of a big diss. I mean, I'm wearing your pants, for God's sakes. Like, you guys can make solid clothes, but you guys can't make good shoes, basketball shoes, at least specifically. So, just saying. You might as well change it, you know what I'm saying? When you look, I'm so happy. At least for the Spurs, they look amazing right now. It looks beautiful to watch them play. My guy Stephen Castle from UConn is going to go solid in a year or two. Very happy to see what he's going to accomplish at least. Victor Wembanyama at the number five is going to look very, very solid too. Generational prospect, of course. I don't really need to say much for Victor's name. But you look at the depth of this team, it also looks very great. De'Aaron Fox right now. Particularly at the number two or one, depending on how they want to play with Stephen Castle. But a very good team nonetheless. You know, preseason has made me look a lot, you know, of high hopes for Stephen Castle. So we're definitely going to see what's going to be up. Okay, I'm running out of stuff to say for basketball. But I've not ran out of stuff for say for baseball. So if you guys don't know, Yankees fan, probably said it 1,000 times, but I'm very sad, you know, over the past week because my Yankees did get eliminated from the playoffs, like we do every single year. Yeah, it's tough. But like we do every single year, it's nothing new. It's just sad to see this team not be able to get to their full potential. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know what we have to do. But it just seems like we can't score when the time gets brightest and the moments get the loudest. We weren't even the best team in our division. We lost to the freaking Blue Jays. I mean, I don't know none of my brothers over there. They're probably very great players. I just don't know them. But I just despise the fact that we can never get out of the basic rounds. It just seems like whenever we get to the divisional, we forget how to play football. Or baseball. Why am I saying football? Baseball. We can't find our rhythm. The team can't score. We don't have a solid, hitter besides Aaron Judge. We saw that with Volpe. Why is Volpe even still on this team, bro? Volpe just can't get it done. He's like the one player on this team where I guarantee you we're going to get a strikeout with him going up there. One thing I'll say though is about the Yankees. Every single year they know how to hype us up. They know how to make us feel, oh, this year's the year. Oh, look at what we got. We have all this money. We're going to spend until we can no more. Just because we can. And the thing with that is, maybe, but I just don't see it happening very, very long term. I will never understand how we can never get another World Series. We might go the entire decade without winning a World Series. Which, if you know the Yankees culture, 15 years without a ring is insanity. It's insanity. 15 years since the last ring. 2010 was the last time that New York has had a true ring, at least in the big four or five. 2010 or 2011. It's been a long time, guys. That was when I was 5 years old. 5 years old. And you're telling me we haven't had a championship since then. Unless you want to count the WNBA and the New York Liberty, that's different. But if we're talking about the four major sports, yeah, we haven't had a championship in a minute. I'll admit. But we will find one eventually. Whether it's the Knicks, well, I hope you guys find it. Or another team like the Rangers or whatever you want to call it. I don't know how we're doing in hockey. I don't really know much about hockey. But hopefully we're doing very better than I anticipate that we truly are. And yeah, I hope we get past what we need to get. I need to let y'all figure out, too, that if I should start doing photography work. I'm thinking about it. I really am. Like, I've never really thought about it much before because I never saw myself really being like a true photographer. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I kind of look good. Like, I do very good pictures. Like, if you make somebody do a shoot with me, which I did just the other day, the pictures turn out very clean. I mean, the camera has no scuff, no marks. I know how to take care of it. And I really know how to use the camera in a way. So if anybody has any sports, anything they want me to do photos for probably a small price or a small gesture, anything like that, just hit me up and I got you. You know what I'm saying? Also, I'm going to be starring in a little movie, which shout out to Ryan of the Media and Society Department for hooking me up with this movie that we're going to start shooting in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to be in that. It's going to be fun. I can't give much out right now because I don't know how much she does want me to give out, at least right now for this podcast, but it's going to be a nice little movie, a nice little thing you guys can see. It's going to come out sometime in the next month, like I said. I'm very proud to see what we're going to do with that. Yeah, basically that's it. What else? Whatever announcements do I have to make? Also, yeah, like I said, I won't be here probably until next week, maybe next week, because of the fact that I need to get some stuff done. Like I said, I got my work. Maybe watch out for a new YouTube video. I'm going to be posting some old extras that I've recorded the last couple of months, last 6 months, but I never actually fully made a post on them, whether that be that I didn't think that they were going to do good enough, or whether that be that there's been issues in the past about uploading these kind of things. But I'm going to put it down. I'm going to sit down. I have a 6 or 7 hour... Sorry, Ed. That was our mistake. I'm sorry. I really said 6 or... Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I did not mean it. Okay, I didn't mean it. I really didn't, but... We have that hour car ride back to New York City, so I definitely have time to edit some videos while I'm in the bus. So, best believe I'm going to put out some content. I really, really appreciate you guys so much for watching. Hopefully you guys do subscribe, stay around, maybe, you know, catch another episode that I've done in the past year. Really do appreciate you guys all for watching. Watch my other videos with Shane right here, and make sure to keep on being blessed. Honestly, thank you guys so much for watching. I'll see y'all in the next one. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do. Take you back to the dude with the Lexus. Fast forward the jewels and the necklace. Woo! Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect this. Shoot at you actors like movie directors. This ain't a movie, dog. Shit.